This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Senator Josh Hawley gave a speech about American life that was a reminder of the social and cultural problems that don't have an easy political fix. Columnist Michael Brendan Doherty concludes that the Missouri senator might be the most interesting thinker the U.S. Senate has seen since Daniel Patrick Moynihan. The senator first announced what he called the American oligarchy. We as a society feel a lot of discontent, often bred by those in power. And it is a wonder, since we are the most prosperous of nations, but also so troubled in spirit, so rent by division, so anxious and uncertain. He reminds us of the two types of inequality that we see in society. The first is the economic divide concerning wealth that Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren often describe. The top 10% of the country's earners control 77% of the country's total wealth. The second inequality can be found in the difference between a high school diploma and a college diploma. Recently, I cited the book by Charles Murray, who documents that a bachelor's degree now earns twice the median income of a high school degree. The senator also laments what I've often called the death of despair. Sadly, the number of young people committing suicide is greater in numbers than any other time since the government began tracking the data over 50 years ago. Suicide rates for girls and young women have doubled during the 21st century, and a death from drugs or alcohol or suicide occurs every 4 minutes in this nation. What I find so interesting is that Josh Hawley is at least the third senator in the last few months to identify some vexing problems that society really can't be solving by passing legislation in Washington. Solving them requires a spiritual revival, not a political revolution. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.